For now, let's move on to Trident, because that was a really interesting question that came up on the programme. Trident, is it worth it? Is it fit for purpose? In this day and age, are we facing completely different types of threats which render it expensive and unnecessary, money that could be spent elsewhere? Let's speak to Paul Ingram about this, who's called in from Brixton. Hello, Paul. Good afternoon.
Hello, Anita.
Hello. Now, a Trident is sort of the thing that makes your heart beat faster, isn't it? You're a researcher in nuclear defence.
It is. And I have to say that despite the best efforts that Jonathan put in, I don't feel any of the panellists answered the question directly. That is, what particular scenarios would there be when Britain would consider using nuclear weapons?
So, in your opinion, there is no possible scenario, not even with a resurgent Russia, which has expansionist aims and which is sort of rattling its sabre quite regularly, it seems.
Well, let's just focus on that example, because it is the one that most people use. But, you know, we are a member, a central member of the most powerful alliance this planet has ever seen, and that alliance is stronger today than it ever has been, partly because Russia has been saber-rattling. And if things get worse with Russia, that alliance is just going to get stronger. If things improve with Russia, then there's no threat. So we have to consider ourselves as part of an alliance rather than facing a 1940s-type situation where we were facing Hitler alone. And that's my gripe, is I think basically people are caught in the past. They're not actually looking realistically at what possible futures there are.
Can I put this to you? A man called Sir David Omand, who has inhabited some of the highest positions in UK security and intelligence for many years, until fairly recently, he believes that actually that very NATO membership that you've described would be weakened if Britain didn't play its part, and not having Trident would mean it would not be playing its part.
Okay. So I agree with the first bit, and the second bit is fatuous. The first bit is that we do need to contribute to NATO. The problem with Trident is that it is not an effective contribution to NATO. If you go to other NATO allies, as I have done, across Eastern Europe, and ask them which countries' nuclear weapons are the nuclear weapons that are effective for NATO, they talk about the United States every time. We are not relevant, but we're less relevant because we're wasting our money on Trident when we should be spending it, from NATO's perspective, on boots on the ground, on special forces, on intelligence services, things that actually the Americans value. I was in Washington 2 weeks ago talking to a number of officials, and they were all of them saying, actually, we value Britain's Trident, but we value far more its conventional forces, and we are emasculating those conventional forces because we're holding on to this weapon system that has no purpose other than us to stand tall with our status. And that is fatuous. I mean, in Abu Dhabi earlier this week, where I was talking to our Arab allies, they were looking very closely at the debate that's going on here, and they are thinking, actually, if we are to be listened to by the Americans, by the British, then clearly we have to acquire our own nuclear weapons.
Well, I mean, your call is generating a lot of interest on both sides of this debate. Let me just read some of the things that are coming to us now. Trident isn't about physical threats, writes this correspondent. It's about Britain's permanent seat on the Security Council. Another one here is from Christopher Trow, who says, Iran is committed to developing a nuclear capability, as is North Korea. Putin's annexation of Crimea was made easier since Ukraine had believed in the Budapest Memorandum signed by Britain, Russia, Ukraine and the USA, and it removed its nuclear arsenal. What is the message which we would be sending to these three nations if the UK decided to cancel its nuclear capability?
Iran is picking up our example because we are a permanent member of the Security Council with nuclear weapons, and it is trying to challenge what it sees as the unjust international community. And it seems to think that perhaps having a nuclear weapons capability is the only way to challenge it. I believe they're wrong. There are more effective ways. Britain will remain a permanent member of the Security Council with or without nuclear weapons. Nuclear weapons are not relevant to that seat. That seat is partly because we were one of the five victors in the Second World War. Unfortunately, for the United Nations' relevance, we will retain our seat in perpetuity. Now, when it comes to Ukraine never had nuclear weapons. It had nuclear weapons on its soil, but those were Soviet nuclear weapons.
Okay. I mean, Paul, I'm sorry to rush you a bit. We've just got lots of calls on this, but you cannot see any eventuality at all, I think it's fair to summarise where this would be useful.
I see no eventuality where Britain's independent nuclear arsenal would be useful.